welcome to the Warrior Wake Up Podcast, man. My special guest today is the Christian rapper Skylar Mayo, or some like to call him Extra Mayo.
How you doing, Skylar? Pretty good.
All right. So you just, before we get started, man, let's just say congratulations, because I know not too long ago you just had a little tyke, a little baby. So we congratulate you on that. How are you liking being a father?
I mean, I like it a lot. It's definitely something at first that I was definitely nervous about. But, I mean, after he was born, though, it was just one of those things that I just felt like it just came so naturally.
Yeah. It's like I told you, but I know me and you talked before you had your baby, that it just ain't nothing like. It's hard to explain what it feels like to have to be a dad or have a kid until you've actually had one. You can't really grasp it. You know what I'm saying? Or understand it. Okay, so we're going to get into this few questions, man, for you. And just want to thank you, man, for being on the podcast, being a guest and everything. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your ministry?
I mean, some people that know me personally know this, and then there's a lot of people that don't know, but one of the main reasons why I do, you know, the music that I do is because, see, I'm 23 now, so when I was 10, so that'd have been 13 years ago, me and my mom, stepdad, and my sister, we was in a car wreck, car flipped 8 times, the car ended up being crushed by the back part of it hit a cement wall, and it flipped over into on the side of a 4-foot creek. The passenger seat broke in half and landed on my skull and crushed my skull completely. They had to completely rebuild my whole skull, face, all that kind of stuff. Doctors told my family, you know, and all that during that time, during the surgery and all that, that if I did come out of it, I would probably be a vegetable my whole life, or, you know, mentally challenged. Thank God, you know, God, you know, brought me out of it. I did have to learn how to walk again. Some different things I sustained from it, like now, you know, being only 23, but I have roughly about 70% nerve damage to my legs and like my lower back, just from that wreck.
Yeah.
But when I got a little bit older, it was about when I was about 14 when I started doing my music. I had just been feeling for that long time what I was going to do with my life. I felt like, because I was so good at sports up until that point, and that was gone. You know, that whole career was out of the picture now. And I just, you know, I remember just asking God one day, like, what am I here for? Why in the world was I left alive? And I had, up until that point, never really gotten into rap music. And I went to a church. God told me about, hey, you should listen to this guy named Lecrae. You know, because at that time, you know, Christian rap, what ain't like it is now.
Yeah.
You know, kind of during that time, you know, back then, it was kind of just really kind of being known more on a more, you know, I guess you say global scale. I listened to him and it really got to me. I remember started writing. The very first song I wrote, I didn't even actually write it. It just came up in my head and I recorded it on my phone and ended up sending it to everybody I knew. And one of the people we went to church with at the time used to have a studio, and he was like, hey, so I want you in here to record this song, when he heard it. And I recorded it. And since then, you know, God's blessed me a lot, you know, through it.
Okay. So is that how you kind of got started in ministry, pretty much?
Yeah.
It is? Okay. All right. So I know you listen to Lecrae and all that, but who or what would you say had the biggest impact on you coming to know Christ? Like, was there, I know you heard Lecrae and you started rapping, but like, you know, was there a parent, or was there just like somebody at church, or was there somebody just on the streets? Somebody that influenced you, that kind of helped bring you to Christ, you know what I mean?
I'm definitely my, you know, me knowing, you know, me, because I say I grew up in church. Of course, when I got a little bit older, you know, like a lot of people, sadly, you know, I went out, you know, did the things, I partied, you know, smoking, stuff like that. But when I was younger, my grandma, before she passed away, you know, she really had planted that seed there inside of me, you know, that I knew, you know, what was right and what was wrong. And when I got I'd probably say, because I struggled a lot, you know, even when I was doing music, up until the time I was probably closer to 17, that I really started cracking down on God. But the kind of just the impact of, you know, Christ would be just a mixture of different family members, different people I knew from different churches and stuff like that, you know, that would just constantly remind me, you know, where I needed to be in life, you know, that I didn't need to waste my talents, you know, world. Because there was a time there that I remember, like people at school, like other kids at school and stuff like that, thought it was so cool that I knew how to rap. I'm not gonna lie, it went straight to my head. And I remember from almost a 3-year span, I had not rapped. I didn't write any songs because I felt like God just took it away, like the feeling away. And I remember, and I, you know, that's why I feel so strongly now, because I've always prayed, you know, God to make me so, to be as humble as I can be about my music. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, you know, I've come to realize over time, of course, that if, you know, Christ is definitely, if he's not in my music at all, like if he's not inside me to be inside my music, then there's no point in me doing the music, period.
Yeah.
Because, you know, then I'm just up on stage, you know, in a sense, giving a false hope to people.
Yeah, I know, you know, I know I've known you for a while, and I kind of feel like, you know, I'm older than you, so, you know what I'm saying? I guess you could say I've been in the game a little bit longer, whatever you want to call it, you know what I mean? Yeah. But because you're a bit younger than me, but I know, like, you know, I've talked to you a few times, kind of trying to, like, mentor or whatever, you know what I mean? But I remember the first time I heard you rap, I was like, you know, man, he really can rap. And he's got, and the beats are good, the flow is good, and my first impression was he's a really good guy, and his skills are really good, and his beats are really good, but I wish he had more Jesus content in his stuff. You know what I mean? The first time I heard you, now not too long ago I heard you again, and I could tell how much you had grown from the first time I heard you.
Yeah.
You know, this past time when I heard you, because I could tell that by the content that was in your songs. You know what I mean? Because there was way more, not to say we can't talk about our struggles, because, you know, it's okay to talk about our struggles and all that. But the main point is giving God glory of how he brought us out of those struggles. And anyway, on the last time I heard you, I know I really could tell, you know, I was really proud of you, because I could tell that you had growth from when I heard you the first time to then, a lot of growth, you know what I mean? Because I always thought you had, you know, great rapping skills, and I always thought you had a really, really good flow. And just when I heard that, I was like, okay, you know, Skylar, now he's growing in the Lord, now he's getting it, you know what I mean? Now he's getting it. Not to say that you didn't love the Lord back then, I'm just saying, you know, over time, sometimes we just grow in the Lord, and we just kind of learn, you know what I mean? And listen, myself and you and just any of us that do any kind of music like that, if we're not careful, especially when we start, when we first start, and, you know, and especially if we're good, people tell us we're good, it's easy to fall into that pride trap if we're not careful, you know what I mean? Yeah, like you were saying at first, you know, you said it went to your head, you know what I mean, back when you first started rapping or whatever. But anyway, man, I commend you, man, because like I said, I think you've came a long ways, and I've seen your growth, you know, over the time, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's why, you know, I'm just happy to have you on here and everything, man. So all right, we'll get on topic right here. I know you're a big NF fan, or used to be at least. So what is your opinion of today's Christian music? And let me just say this. Like, we was kind of talking, like you were talking about, like, Lecrae. You know, like now we know the Christian genre overall, rap, rock, everything, has really kind of, like, exploded on the scene, so to speak. You know what I mean? Like, used to, you might have heard of, like, one or two people, but, like, you didn't realize how big, you know what I'm saying, the genre was. Like, you know, Lecrae was one of the first ones I really listened to that I heard, you know, because back in the day, you know, honestly, and I said it several times on some other podcasts that I did, is it was kind of like Carmen. And I know he's a man of God, so I'm not knocking him as far as that goes. But as far as rapping, it was kind of cheesy. You know what I mean? And that's not, I don't mean that offensive toward him. I'm just saying it was kind of cheesy at the time. You know what I mean? And T-Bone was probably the only rapper back then. Now, he was legit, but he was like the only one. You know what I'm saying? That's why I think a lot of people kind of look at T-Bone as kind of like a pioneer of Christian hip hop. You know what I mean? Because he's been doing it so long. And then, of course, you had groups like DC Talk.
Yeah.
But I really wouldn't even call them rap. You know what I'm saying? They were more like, I mean, they kind of rap their song, but they kind of rock. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I don't know if I would really just call them Christian hip hop. You know what I mean? So T-Bone was like the only one. But I asked some of these guys. We were in Texas last weekend and did a podcast with I think there were six or seven of us artists all together. We was doing a thing called My Identity in Christ and just talking about one body. And anyway, I interviewed all them, and a couple of the guys had different takes on this. All right. So first of all, what do you think about today's Christian music overall? Now, when I say that, I'm talking about like Christian rap, worship music, Christian rock, like the whole, you know, all of Christian music. Now, what do you think about it today?
Well, first of all, I mean, I definitely like the thing about Christian, you know, music now. The first thing I always tell people is that, you know, because when you bring in the genre of like, you know, whether it's Christian rap, rock, you know, hip hop, you know, gospel, worship, power, you know, all the genres, you know, being Christian music is, you know, one, you know, there's always a time and place for everything. Like, yeah. For example, you know, me being a Christian, you know, rap artist, hip hop artist, however people want to take it, is I don't consider myself a worship, you know, I don't consider myself, my music is like worship, because that's a whole different thing. But then, like, you know, you look at some of these, you know, the famous artists, like people like The Prey, you know, NF, KB, you know, all those people. I look at different scenarios because the Christian, especially with all, you know, stuff going on in the world now, you know, whether it's the, you know, the riots, different things like that. I have seen, and not, you know, I don't really say nothing most of the time where I keep my opinion. You know, I have seen some of the different Christian artists come out and speak their opinion. And that's okay, you know, this is a free country, you know, we have the right to, you know, speak our opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely some of these artists, it kind of hurt me. Kind of hurt me deep down that some of these artists, what they said, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, us as Christians, you know, we're all supposed to come together. And you,
that's right. That's kind of what we was doing last weekend. You know, it was white guys, black guys, Hispanic guys. We were just all coming together, one body.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the way it's supposed to be. Go ahead. What you're saying, man.
Oh, yeah. But it's like, you know, because like a lot of, like, for example, like a lot of people, my family are mixed.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people all the time, like, you know, because I work with people of all different colors and races and stuff. And I was telling a bunch of guys at work, I said, you know, I said, at the end of the day, I said, you know, the Bible tells us, you know, when we come to Christ, mm-hmm. you know, God does not see us as a white man. You know, he doesn't see us as a black man, a Hispanic man.
Right.
He sees us as a child of God.
That's right.
That's what he sees us as. And I was like,
mm-hmm.
I think definitely on the aspect of, you know, like Christian artists that are way up there that have all these followers, millions and millions of followers.
Right.
I feel like, me personally, I feel like they should be pushing, you know, to tell people like, hey, you know, we should come together because,
right.
You know, whether people realize it or not, I mean, you know, the world itself, you know, it's not going to keep going and keep going and keep going.
Right.
I mean, you know, eventually, you know, God is going to come back.
Well, that's you're exactly right. And that's one of the problems we got in today's church overall is, and I'll even say even in Christian hip hop, but not just in Christian hip hop, in the church period, in the body of Christ overall, right, is there's division amongst the churches. You know what I'm saying? And then you can take a lot of times just a church and you'll have division in the church. You know what I'm saying? In like, you can take one specific church. I mean, I'm not singling out any specific church. I'm just saying there's churches that you can take one and there'll be division amongst that church. Like, you know, like you got some people sitting on the left-hand side that they're like, I hope brother or sister so-and-so don't show up because I don't like them. You know what I mean? Where in reality, everybody ought to be excited to see one another and want to fellowship and love on one another. You know what I mean? Because that's the way it's supposed to be. And see, that's another thing, and I'll get your take on this too, man, because we had a couple guys last week, like I said, that a couple of them had different takes on it. You know, and it's okay. You know, if your take is different than mine, that's fine. You know, it's okay to have differences of opinion, whatever. Like for me, I always ask people, you know, how do you feel about these people that say, I'm not a Christian rapper, I'm a rapper who's a Christian, right?
Yeah.
And I understand, and I said this last week on the podcast, I look at it like, to me, that's being ashamed of Christ. Because, you know, why would you not want to be labeled a Christian rapper? And I know the excuse or the cop-out, if you will, is, well, we don't want to be inside a box. You know what I'm saying? We want to reach people outside of the church. That's their whole thing. But my thing is, God can do the impossible. Yeah. So really, if you're claiming to know Christ and you're serving God, they can't put you in a box. You know what I'm saying? Because God's resources are unlimited. They can't hold you in a box. You know what I mean? And I think Lecrae proved that when he was labeled as a Christian artist and he won a Grammy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Cool. You know what I'm saying? So where do you stand on that? Now, and like I said, it's okay. You know, if you disagree, that's fine too. But kind of what's your take on that? And you may look at it a little differently, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with you on the point of, because you do have a lot of these Christian artists, you know, quote unquote, because like I tell people all the time, you know, just because, first of all, just because I put God in my music doesn't make me a Christian.
Right.
I mean, because I could sit here and name the secular artists that try to make gospel style music, you know, mm-hmm. but in the whole entire song, just dropping F-bomb after F-bomb, so, you know.
That's a good point. That's a good point to bring up.
And, you know, definitely, because, you know, the Bible says, if you're ashamed of me in front of men, mm-hmm. Then I'll be ashamed. Then I'll be ashamed in front of you, in front of my, you know, talking about God and the angels.
Yeah.
And definitely, especially like these artists that are selling out arenas, like 10,000, 50,000, 100,000 people, stuff like that, mm-hmm. That are up there and, you know, don't want to put God on their music, but just label themselves as a Christian. Some artists, it's, I can't say for example, like, because you said it, and I do, you know, I do like NF's music. NF doesn't talk about, you know, God a lot in his songs.
Yeah.
When he does talk about God, you know, it's very
short.
Very short, or it's very just straight, you know, very straight to the kind of like in your face. I guess you'd say more than a Christian artist would kind of do. You know, that somebody like him, I guess you could say, because to me, like, I've never seen, for example, like I said, I can't. That's between him and God. I've never seen him post anything, or I've never heard him say something.
Right.
Of him saying, him being ashamed of God, or him stating anything differently. Right. You know, what he does, you know, that's between him and God. But then I see, you know, some of these, I've noticed, and I'm not going to name the artists that I think are like this, but I have noticed as well for like Christian artists, even some that I have met locally or have seen, you know, around different states, not just the ones that are famous. I have seen them try to be as secular as possible, just so people like it.
Yeah.
And like I told people about maybe 2-3 weeks ago, something like that, my youth pastor, she had a birthday party and she invited all of us to go. And there was maybe about 30 of us probably.
Right.
Of her friends, family, and then all of us youth, and they had set up this big old, like, this speaker system to do, like, you know, karaoke, and they asked me if I wanted to perform. She wanted me to perform a couple songs.
Right.
And I was like, okay. And I performed, and it was, you know, it was pretty cool and all that, and I had told her afterwards, I said, you know, I said, I don't care if people tell me, I said, people can tell me all day if they don't like my music or not. Mm-hmm. I said, all I care about is that somehow somebody was either touched by my music or somebody came to know God through my music.
And that's the thing, man. You know, we all know if you're doing Christian music, if you're in it for the money, you're in the wrong genre. Yeah. I mean, we know that. That's the thing, man. If you're doing Christian music, then your whole goal should be to reach the lost and to win souls for the kingdom of God, and just that your music impacts somebody's life. You know what I mean? That changes somebody's life. You know, that God can change somebody's life through your music. You know what I mean? Because maybe they can relate to your testimony or your struggle or whatever you've been through. But I'm like you, you know, I know, you know, and nothing against Lecrae, but he was one of the first ones I used to listen to, and I was listening to all his albums, man, because I loved his music, right? Because, I mean, we both know that Lecrae can go. You know, he's really good. And yeah. I'm going to be honest with you, I personally felt like it almost felt to me like he kind of sold out, you know what I mean, to be honest. And that's just my opinion. Now, other people may not think that. But to be honest with you, I used to listen to him all the time. And I pretty much just completely quit listening to him. You know, I really did, just because I felt like, you know, I felt like he was kind of what you said, just Mingo, trying too hard to be secular. Yeah. And another thing I noticed is he was starting to do stuff, and not per se because he was doing it with secular artists, but I noticed that the people that he was doing it with before, you know, most of the guys that he was with, you kind of didn't see them much anymore. You know what I mean? Except for maybe Minio was about the only one. But you know, like I said, that's between him and the Lord. But my personal opinion is, though, that if you're claiming, you know, why not claim to be a Christian rapper?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're all about God, why not claim to be a Christian rapper? They can't hold you in a box, because God, you know, God can do anything, right?
Yep.
And like you said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you in front of my Father. And so anyway, that's just my personal opinion. And, you know, like I said, you know, Lecrae and any other rapper that claim, you know, that does that, you know, they'll have to answer for that. You know what I'm saying? That's between them and God. But I kind of feel like sometimes that hurts the genre, because I feel like Christian hip hop, man, this is my personal opinion too. I feel like it's not accepted by the world, right?
Yeah.
But it's really not accepted by a whole lot of churches either. You know what I mean? So I kind of feel like Christian hip hop is like one of the toughest genres, just because it's almost kind of like you're in between. Like, you're not really accepted by the world, but you're not really accepted by the church. You know what I mean? I mean, I know some churches do, but you know what I mean? I'm saying overall, you know, me and you both know there's a lot of churches that even if it's Christian rap, they won't let you come in there and do that. You know what I mean? I have a lady tell me one time that you can't do Christian rap because it's not holy. And I said, if the words are glorifying God, how's that not holy? So let's get back to, all right, here we go. I got another question for you, man. And I know that's a good talk right there, but you bring up some good points on that, man. What's the funniest moment you ever had in ministry?
The funniest moment?
Yeah. Do you have a funniest moment? Like, what might be your funniest moment in ministry?
I don't know. That one's kind of hard. I would probably say, I don't know.
You don't have one? Or you?
I don't know, because, like, I feel like most of the time, I guess because I try to be so serious all the time.
Right. Well, trust me, man, the longer you do it, you'll have some funny moments. We was talking about it last week, and when we had like six or seven of the ministers in there, man, and we was all like in the hotel room chilling and fellowshipping, and then we did the podcast together. There was two or three of the guys that didn't have a funniest moment, but during the podcast, they got their funniest moment. So, you know what I mean? So it'll come, man. Trust me, as long as you're doing it, well. All right, are you working on any new projects? And let anybody know, do you have any CDs out? And if you do, what's the name of it? And are you working on any new stuff?
So the first part, yes, I am working on some new stuff. I had talked to the guy I go to church with. He's the bass player. Well, he has his own studio. The church of the band don't really use it no more, but it's a pretty, like, they put pretty good bit of money in it. Like, they use Pro Tools 11.
Right.
I mean, all that different stuff. He has all that high-dollar equipment. Well, we had talked the other day, and, you know, God blessed me enough. He told me, he said, I won't charge you a dime to come record with me.
Awesome.
He said, I know you need a place to record. And he said, you need way more professional sound and stuff. And so that was good. So,
and recording ain't cheap.
No, it's not. Yeah. As right now, I don't really have no physical copies of my CDs right now. From my first album. That's why I think mainly I just put it all on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just for, like, for example, I had, like, different reasons because, I did try to put it, like, on Spotify and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The first time, which I've only tried once, Spotify turned me down and iTunes turned me down. It didn't really give me a reason. It just said they couldn't accept my request.
Okay. That was,
I didn't really know about that, which eventually, I mean, I'll try. I'll do all that.
You get, you know, I know we're doing the podcast now, but get with me and we'll get together, man. And because I can help you with that a little bit, because I got my stuff on iTunes, Spotify, all that. And and plus, you know, if you need to get physical copies, I can hook you up with a place on that too. You know what I mean? To get you to, you know, get you the best deal. You know what I mean? Yeah. With physical copies. And actually, there's a place you can get physical CD copies, but you can also get, like, digital cards for, like, digital downloads, because, you know, a lot of people download on their phone and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The one place I can tell you to go is, I mean, they put your stuff on probably like, I think my stuff's probably on about like 60 different platforms or whatever, something like that. You know what I mean? And it's just, you have to pay for it, but it's a small fee. It ain't a lot. But anyway, all right. So, but you are working on something new now, you said?
Yeah. I did a couple of them, like maybe three of them last year at Redemption.
Yeah.
And some of the other concerts I've done since last year, I've done them. There's only three of them. I'm trying to, my second album, I'm trying to aim for about 10 or 12 songs total.
So you pretty much did do a first album, but you just really haven't, like, you got it on YouTube, but you hadn't really got any physical copies or anything like
that. I mean, I've made physical copies here and there. Like, I would go to Walmart and buy like 100 pack of CDs.
Yeah. So are you going to go back and maybe do some physical copies of both albums once you get the other one done?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's eventually the plan.
Okay. And I know it's tough, man. And when you just have a baby and everything like that, man, it makes it difficult because, you know, I know a couple guys, like I know one guy, we've been doing ministry about the same amount of time, probably about 10 years. And, all right, we've been in Christian hip hop probably like 10 years. And I think he's got like probably like 8 albums out. And I've got like 2. You know what I mean? Because he's did one like every year. And it's really good if you can drop one every year. But one of the reasons I've only got 2, man, is not making excuses, but it was just getting the money to get in the studio and having the money to get the merch and all that stuff. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's getting better. I need to work on some new stuff myself, matter of fact.
What's
the name of your new project?
The name?
Yeah. You got a name for it yet?
Not yet.
Okay, so it's still kind of in the works. Okay. Yeah. What would you ask me?
Oh, I was just going to say, when you're talking about, you know, like, getting the money up and stuff like that, I was going to say, one of the things, definitely, especially this year with all the craziness and stuff going on, looking for a place to record and all that kind of different stuff, and, you know, trying to get the motivation and the inspiration to write new content and all that kind of different stuff. Definitely like a verse in the Bible that definitely just kept hitting me. You know, is in the New Testament when it talks about, you know, seek first the kingdom of God and all these other things will be added unto you.
Yeah.
I really felt like God was telling me, you know, get closer and closer to me And all the stuff that you're worried about, I'll fix it the way it needs to be fixed.
That's right. And then God works on his time. And that Matthew 6:33, man, is what you just quoted. That's a good scripture. I'm like, I say it was the money, but you know, on the flip side of that, God had did some things where there would have been some songs that would have been on that CD that he didn't want on that CD, and some songs that he did want on the CD that wouldn't have been on there. You know what I mean? So, I mean, God knows what he's doing, and that's the main thing, man. We just got to trust his plan that, you know, if we do 2 albums in 10 years or if we do 20 albums in 10 years, you know what I'm saying? Just whatever God's will is, you know what I mean? So do you have any events coming up?
Well, besides Redemption, of course, the only other one I have lined up is I still got to go to the city and sign some papers and all that kind of stuff like that. But it's, you know, pretty much in the books that I will be performing again at this year's Heritage Day Festival in Atala.
Okay.
That they do every year.
Yeah.
I did it last year for the first time, but it poured down rain that day.
Yeah.
Like, nobody showed up. Nobody.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I did it a few years back. And I do know this, if I ever do it again, I want to make sure I get somebody to go down there with me with some sound equipment, because when I did it, man, I mean, I had to stick my ear to the speaker just to hear the music, you know what I mean?
The guy they had this year that was on the stage I was on, I was the one that was closest to that church, that third stage. Right. Mm-hmm. At least one thing that's good, at least in my opinion, that they told me this year is that they're doing away with that third stage.
Okay.
They're going to put blockades down that road and make everything that one whole section.
Right.
So I'll actually be on the stage next to the post office.
Now, so when is the date of that?
I think it's – I could be wrong. I think it's like October 19th.
Okay. Okay, October 19th. So y'all can check out Skyler on October 19th down there. And you can also come and check out Skyler at Redemption on July 25th. Redemption 2020 at the Mort Glosser Amphitheater right next door to Convention Hall here in Gadsden. It's 334 South 1st Street, Gadsden, Alabama, 35901. If you want to come check him out there. I know I did the time schedules. I know you're going later in the evening, later at night. I can't remember what the time frame is, but anyway, Skyler will be there, man. We'll be going from 11. I think DJ Best Believe and DJ Mac are kicking off the Redemption pre-jam party. I'm sorry, I was trying to think of it. The Redemption pre-jam party, they're kicking off at like 11 o'clock, and then we'll kick off the rest of Redemption at 12, and we'll go all the way to midnight. And Skyler will be one of the people ministering at the concert. So y'all should come check him out. You ain't never heard Skyler, man. Come check him out, because he does a really, really good job. And he's got a really, really good flow, man. But definitely come check him out. Now, Skyler, how can they find you on social media?
Are you social media, on Facebook. You just want to look up Skyler Mayo, which will find my music page under that. Or you can just find my actual page, which is Skyler Blade Mayo. And it is A-E-R. It's not A-R. Spell it with A-R. You will not find me. You'll find somebody else.
Which I have did before.
Also on Instagram, it's Skyler Blade Mayo on my Instagram. I'm on there as well.
And YouTube, right? So,
huh?
And YouTube as well, right?
Yeah, YouTube as well, which is just Skyler Mayo. Which, if you originally go to my Facebook page, it has the link for the rest of them.
So okay.
If you start from there, you know, people will find the other ones.
Okay, so if you go hit Skyler up on his Facebook, it'll be easier. Probably got links you can just click and go straight to his other social media sites.
Yeah.
Okay, Skyler, is there anything else, man, you want to share with us, brother?
I mean, all the else I can share is just, you know, thank God that I'm blessed.
Yeah, that's right. Amen. Well, all right, man. That's going to be the end of our interview with Skyler, man. We just thank Skyler. Skyler, we appreciate you coming on, man. We're humbled. We're honored to have you on here. We appreciate you being on the Board to Wake Up podcast. And everybody that's listening, man, y'all can check it out. We're running a little bit behind this week. You know, we came out of Texas last week, so I know y'all going to get on me. I'm slacking a little bit, but it's every Monday, man, at 10 a.m., the Warrior Wake Up Podcast will be airing. So y'all check it out. The newest episode will be with Skyler here. So y'all go and give it a shot, man. Check it out. But anyway, man, it's the Warrior Wake Up, man. You already know the deal. We always keep it real. We keep it 100, man. And if you want to be a guest on the Warrior Wake Up Podcast, just hit me up, man, on Facebook. You know, you can hit me up at Chosen or Chosen365 Music, or you can go and leave a message at Chosen365.com with a Z. But anyway, man, we are out of here, and God bless y'all, and y'all don't forget to tune in Monday, 10 a.m., Warrior Wake Up Podcast. God bless.